Hey y'all, today I'm with my friend Steve Botkin, and he is a master griller, y'all. Oh, by the way, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen today. I got so excited, I got things turned around. He is going to show you how to make a barbecue chicken thigh that will win the judges every time. So y'all sit down and watch. I think he's got a lot of great tips for you.
Well, hey y'all, you're in for a treat today on Positively Paula. I'm here with a sure enough award-winning barbecue man. And his name is Steve Botkin, and he is gonna teach us how to do indoor barbecue. That's right, you heard me. So if you're living in New York or a big city and your kitchen is not much bigger than a postage stamp, well, Steve is gonna show us. I think y'all are gonna love this. So everybody, drum roll, Steve Botkin. Steve and I met
last year in Huntington Beach.
In Huntington Beach, I was actually doing Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, you were.
And I took a night off to come do a book signing.
Yes.
And you were there.
Yes.
So that was my lucky night.
That was my lucky night.
So you live in California, right?
Yeah, I live in Anaheim, California.
You look like you should live in Texas.
Oh, I love Texas too. That's where I learned barbecue, as a matter of fact.
I mean, Texans can do it.
Oh, yes.
Especially, that's what got us to talking. That night was, I was talking about brisket.
Yes.
But that's not brisket, that's chicken.
Right, we're gonna do chicken today. I'm gonna show you how to take a regular, ordinary chicken thigh and turn it into a competition style where it's nice and pretty and bite through.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so what I'm gonna do, this is just your regular store-bought chicken that you can buy. And on a chicken thigh, you'll find it has a latch.
So latch?
Yeah, it will actually, it just stays there, right? When you take that bite, the judges take the bite, that skin doesn't come off because it's latched on to
the
back.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I'm gonna do is show you how we trim it up, and it's, in barbecue competition, is very wasteful, but it looks pretty.
Okay.
So what we're gonna do,
oh my gosh,
do a little trim, take this fat off.
Cut that wonderful little fat off.
Yes.
Well, let's save all the oysters to do something else with.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Because that's the most succulent part of the thigh.
It is. And on this chicken thigh, we have a gristle and a knuckle. I need to pop that off. So these are just regular, ordinary garden shears. Nothing special, but they do the job. So I always go through. Go at the end of the knuckle, just pop it off with that little gristle.
Yeah, and see, that's my part I love too.
I know.
That little gristle.
And there we go.
But he's looking nice and pretty.
Yeah, so it'll all wind up being pretty and symmetrical.
All right, and you're gonna leave all that on too?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave the skin on. Yeah.
That's a pretty piece of chicken.
We went from that, this will roll over to that. These two right here, what you if you do with rubs is you peel the skin back,
That's
as you
great.
Can see here.
So you put it directly on the meat.
Meat and the back of the skin, and let it set.
Yes.
Let it get happy, absorb all that.
Yes.
Flavors. And I always let.
And that's called a latch, that part
of
the
latch
skin.
Where it doesn't come off.
How many competitions have you won over the years?
Grand champion, my first one, and then after that, I did a whole bunch of walks. Because I'm gonna tell you what.
Walks, what you mean?
You get a call, you get to go up there, collect your award.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, a lot of trophies, but we just call them walks.
Okay.
Which is neat.
Okay, walks.
So they either give you a ribbon or a trophy.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there ever any money involved?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now we're cooking.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was actually monetary.
Oh, yeah.
Wins involved.
I think the most that I won was 1,000 in one contest, which is nice, you know, for one day's work.
That's nice because you're having more fun than you could ever have doing anything else.
Exactly.
Well, listen, I preach all the time about cross-contamination, Steve.
Yes.
So why don't you go wash up, and we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. I'm learning a lot today about barbecue. So wash up, soap's right there.
All righty.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Hey, y'all, welcome back. Steve washed his hands real good, and we bleached our cutting board. So the exciting part, tell me about this little contraption right here.
It's a stovetop smoker. So you can bring barbecue, instead of doing it outside, bring it inside your house. So what we're gonna do, we're cooking chicken thighs, and in competition, I use fruit woods. It complements the chicken.
Okay.
So what we're gonna do, we're using cherry and apple. It's a tablespoon each of the cherry and apple.
Okay, and you've already got them mixed together there.
So we're just gonna put it there in the bottom.
Tiny chips, y'all. Not like big pieces of wood, which makes it very convenient. You're not lugging in logs.
Yeah. So the next thing we're gonna do, we have our wood in there. This is a drip pan. You just set that straight on top. Because I have our chicken in an aluminum pan.
It's not too hot.
No, it's been pre-cooked. And we're just gonna set that right there.
Okay, so you've cooked them almost done.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's what I'm understanding.
Right, 275 for 45 minutes.
Okay, 275, a nice slow cook.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to form the chicken skin in the oven with the dry heat, and now we're gonna complement it with the wood smoke. And it'll actually soften up the skin.
So let's go back to the very start when you started seasoning your chicken. Is this what you used?
Yes, this is
so
what
this is your product too?
Yes.
You've got seasonings and barbecue sauce.
I do, these are not in the market yet, but this is what I use in competition.
Wow, well let's keep moving it on.
All
because
right.
I can't wait to taste this chicken. So you're gonna cover that with foil?
Yeah, I'm just gonna cover it up.
Okay.
Because the lid will not slide over this.
Uh-huh.
But the next best thing, you can use this aluminum foil.
Yeah.
And the next thing you do, we're gonna sit it right on the stove.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we're gonna smoke
it. We're gonna cook this, all right.
So what I'm gonna do, I can open this up just a little, and we'll see a little...
A little steam come out.
A little bit of smoke, once that starts going. And it's going, once I see the smoke, we'll let it smoke for about 5-10 minutes and we'll cover it and let it finish.
The smoke is even making the skin turn brown, Steve. I wish y'all were here to smell it. That fruit wood, it's got the most beautiful fruity perfume coming from that.
The chicken thigh, right at the end, you never cook with barbecue sauce.
Right,
so
right.
What I did, I sauced it, threw it in the oven for 10 minutes.
It'll burn it, won't it?
Yes, it will.
This is incredible.
I can't wait to taste it.
I am so glad you came to my book signing.
I am so glad I did,
too.
Why don't
you pass us a fork and a knife? And I put your original barbecue sauce in a bowl, and I hope you don't mind. I'm gonna just dip mine.
That's what
Look
I did.
Look at that, y'all.
Perfect dipping sauce, too. Is that good? Oh, here we go.
That meat is so good. You would think that it's been cooked over smoke outside.
Yeah. It's complemented with the smoke.
But tell me, like, I'm just digging in. But how would a judge approach this plate?
Well, to start off with the chicken, they're gonna take one bite. That's
just
it.
Just one?
One bite. And then they're gonna judge it. First, what
sausage.
They do, they're gonna judge it for appearance, right? And then they take that one little bite, like this.
Okay.
taste it.
They pick it up with their hands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm. And that's it. And then they judge it on taste, tenderness.
Excuse me.
Mm. Finger licking good?
It's out of this world.
Yeah. So sometimes in a competition, we'll have anywhere from 20 to 120 teams. So that's a lot of food for judging.
That's a lot to eat.
Yeah, but I'm also a certified Kansas City judge. On top of that.
Are you?
Yes.
So you get to turn the tables and judge them.
I can do that. I can sit there and judge the other pros. Which is
what does it take to become a judge?
You have to go through a class certified.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that's certified by the Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Mm-hmm.
So, the whole thing is to get both aspects and to become a master judge.
I noticed that there are no pork ribs.
Yeah.
You didn't cook pork ribs today.
I wish I could have. They would have been great, too.
Oh, I would love to taste your ribs.
Yeah. One thing about ribs when you're cooking them, is fall off the bone. You hear that all the time? That's overcooked. So
I think so too.
Yeah. You're supposed to be able to take one bite.
Yes.
And it stays on the bone.
Yes.
And that's perfectly cooked.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I prefer it to stay on the bone.
Yeah. There's a difference. There's a window between 5 to 7 minutes between cooked perfectly and overcooked. Mm-hmm. So.
How long would you cook ribs for them to be perfect?
Spare ribs, depending on the thickness, is about 3 hours. 2.5 to 3 hours.
Over indirect heat.
Yes.
And they work good in this type of cooker as well.
Yeah, I actually did baby backs in these.
You did?
Yeah. Took me 2.5 hours. So many people got mad at me at the house.
No.
They wanted to sample it. I said, sorry, they're all gone.
Well, that is wonderful, and I want you to tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Okay.
If they're interested
in my sauce.
In your seasonings. Oh, yum. Yeah.
Right, all the information for my sauces, I'm in Whole Foods.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I'm in 47 stores. And more information, go to DesperadoBBQ.com. And there's everything about my sauces, product, classes. I teach classes as well.
Thank y'all. We'll see you later. Love and best dishes. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, thank you, Paula.
Well, what did y'all think? The way he took that skin off and scraped all that fat off of it and then rewrapped it. With all that fat gone, the skin gets like crispy, crispy, crispy. I know if I was a judge, I think I'd vote for that one. Hope you do that recipe one day and enjoy it as much as we did. Till next time, love and best dishes, y'all.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.